This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Fasantino is singing that song.
Joji Bear is smarter than the average bear. Joji Bear is always in the stranger's hair.
It's time again for the Joji Show. Tonight, episode 199, the season finale. Ozzy welcomes Jared Collins, Carl Vaughn, and Charlie Beckham on Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now, because she's smarter than the average bear, your host, Josie Pasantino.
Well, you know, I don't know if being considered smarter than the average bear a compliment or not, but thank you, I guess. Sort of. But hi, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're all joining us tonight. We've had a really, really great week. Very busy, very nice. And we hope you guys had a wonderful week, and we have an awesome show for you all. So now let me tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. Here's what I got planned. So I hope to catch up tonight with three very talented artists. Tonight we have Jared Collins, Charlie Beckham, and Carl Vaughn. So it's going to be a really, really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music, and remember, we are live. This is our disclaimer. So anything could pretty much happen, and it usually does. so that's why we still love our live shows. It's always so exciting. You never know what's going to go wrong, what's going to happen, so you never know. That's the joys of having live. But right now you're listening to The Josie Show through our station, Country Blast Radio, which is at josieshow.com. You can also listen to it through countryblastradio.com. Either places work because we stream everywhere, pretty much. yes. And also, you could check out our archives, which Alan has neatly arranged by season now, so it's very, very easy. Or you could visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show, and also our Josie Show special edition episodes. And we are also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time zone on Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio, which is located at www.fcnr.net. So you can hear a rebroadcast of our live show there as well. In case you're not here, if you're not able to, you know, be here for the show when it's live, you can hear it there or in our archives, josieshow.com. So there's many different places you can go to so you can see it. Hear it. See it. You can't see it. You can hear it, though. And we currently have 12 special edition episodes currently up now, so you can check those out by going to our website at josieshow.com and click on the special editions tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, our Ray Price tribute show, our full interview show with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles, with more to come. We will definitely have a 13, 14, 15, 16, so on and so forth. Yes. I heard a voice.
You do realize tonight is our season finale because next week on our 200th episode starts season 5.
Yes, I am very excited. I cannot believe that we are on season 5, and secondly, our 200th episode. That is crazy. That's next Friday. I have a feeling I am going to have a huge celebration. I hope people call in and have fun with us. And all the other stuff. I'm pretty much in the dark about that because nobody is really telling me anything or who's going to call in. So it's going to be very interesting that night. I have a feeling that I'm going to be very excited. So let's do it.
Even if we told you what was happening, it never goes as planned anyway.
Yeah, usually, you know, that's exactly. So it's going to be a surprise either way because we have no idea what's going to happen. But we love our live shows for that. Definitely, definitely. So now I want to get to my guest here. I do not want to keep him waiting. So everyone, please welcome my first guest for the night. Everyone, please welcome Jared Collins to the show. Yeah.
Hello, Josie.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, dear?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Well, I'm very excited to be with y'all. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's a good start, then. That's a really good start. We're both excited. This is going good. I love it. Yes. So I'm excited because we are going to play a couple of your songs tonight, and also I'll get to know you a little bit better. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, I am too. And like I said, they are just an acoustic demos I did about 2 years ago before I come to Nashville. And when I went into the studio there, they were kind of ideas that we had hashed out, and I had never played with the click track and many things, so I learned a lot that day.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about being in Nashville for 2 years in the studio. And the only thing I can say about it is I have learned how to play to a click track since then.
Wow.
But,
that's awesome.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's awesome. I mean, you can never stop learning. You can learn a lot of new things.
That's exactly right. But we are working on a new original album here, and I play on Broadway about 4 or 5 times a week down at Layla's Bluegrass Inn and Whiskey Bent, and we do a lot of traditional country music with my band down there. I have some great pickers, and Eugene Moles, who's played with Haggard and Buck Owens and a slew of other ones, and Ronnie Lutrick plays the bass for me, and so we have a big time down there playing country music and working on some original stuff, so everything is going pretty well. And it sounds like y'all are having a big time at the Josie Show. I enjoyed the intro there. Y'all have some great things going on.
Thank you. Yes, we're constantly moving like you are. And, you know, that's all you can do. And that's really, really cool. I mean, you got to perform and work with a lot of amazing, amazing talents. That's so cool.
Yeah, that has been the joy for me in Nashville, is getting to play with some of these musicians. And like you say, learning so much. I'm 25, and I've had the opportunity to play with some of the best country pickers, especially in the realm of country that I like, that 60s and 70s and that kind of country music there. So I'm tickled about that. My writing and my songs may not portray that as much because, you know, you kind of dive into your own thing and what's happening now musically. So, but anyway, it's a little different, just like the Josie Show.
Exactly. And, you know, you got to work with so many amazing people, like you mentioned. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences that you listen to in the music today? What would you say?
Oh, in music today? You know, I don't listen to today's radio as much. If I had to say somebody that was still getting like a major airplay of sorts, it would kind of be the George Straits and Alan Jackson, I guess more so Alan Jackson, singer-songwriter. But I've always been fond of the Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and those guys right there. So those are probably still my biggest influence since the time I started learning guitar, and they still are.
Oh, yeah. good answer. love the greats. No doubt about that. I want to talk a little bit about your music before we play them. I'm very excited about that. So just tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now and where we can find it, circling the web.
Sure. You can find a good bit of stuff on YouTube from me and my band down there. I think a lot of the footage is from Layla's, and there may be some from some other clubs, but if you search my name on there, you'll find covers and you'll find original stuff that certain people have took. And I have a young lady that comes down there that is friends with the band, and she takes some videos for us now and then. So there's a good bit of stuff on YouTube. There are a few things posted on my Facebook page, and that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Very easy. I love that. I love when people go there and film it, because for those who, you know, are too far away or they can't go to the show, they could still see, you know, little parts of it, you know, so they can kind of, you know, enjoy that, you know, through YouTube and social networking sites. So I love that your stuff's on there.
Yes. And, you know, it's the internet is such a great thing, and allows kind of independence and people that are maybe doing something a little off center. As I would call I'm doing, because we're really trying to keep the traditional and classic country alive on the Broadway scene. You know, we squeeze in originals when we can, but those people come down here to hear their favorite songs. And there's a lot of people that come down there looking to hear the songs, you know, they grew up on, or you know, my grandparents grew up on, which which was my big, was a musical influence for me. My grandfather played the fiddle. And I just want people to know, and YouTube is allowing us to let people know that, you know, we are still down there, and there are a few other bands down there trying to do that, but it's getting more scarce, and it's just good to have an outlet for the people to understand what you're trying to do.
Right, right. I agree. I think that stuff is amazing, amazing, especially, like you said, if you are an independent artist, you know, it's a very easy outlet that you can do to reach, I mean, millions and millions of people around the world. So, I mean, what could be better than that? You know?
That's right. It doesn't get better than that.
Exactly, exactly. I love it. I love it. Yes, yes. And we have a couple of some of your songs here. So I want to get started with your first song that we have, Ain't Got No. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Yes, I will, because you're probably worried about my grammar, which my teachers were when I was coming up. I'm from South Georgia, a little town called Lyons, Georgia, which is a farming community. And this song kind of originated because I was about 22 and was kind of an angry young man with the women at the time. I had had a few of nagging, I guess every man has, women in their lifetime. And I got to thinking about not only a relationship that had ended for me there shortly, but some of the other women that I had that, and a fourth grade teacher, you know, some women you're obligated to, you know, like your, which I'm not talking about my mother, but in a sense that they're your teacher or they're your boss or something like that. And that my fourth grade teacher would make you pay 50 cents every time you said the word ain't. And throughout the course of the year, I think she had about $500 from me.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good way to go. Wow.
Yeah, that was a pretty good way to go. She got plenty of snack money out of us little Southern kids saying the word ain't. And that always stuck with me. And then I had a combination of other things. And, yeah, people say that's politically incorrect to say the word ain't, especially ain't got no. I think that's a double negative. But anyway, I wrote a song about it, and I kind of wrote about some of the problems I was going through. And I don't know, me and Nick on this tape, as a matter of fact, I'm doing all the guitar work and the singing, and I had a friend of mine named Nick Wilkerson that played some drums and percussion for me back home, and he's playing the cajon on both of those tracks. And we got a pretty little groove going on that first song right there, and we really like it, and I've still played around and changed some things since then. And the second song was more or less an idea, and kind of my story. I said when I get back and looking at it, I seem like an angry young man at the time, and was really, you know, making a change in my career as far as pursuing music seriously. You know, I was down in Georgia and had done really good and playing the clubs and working my regular job and always been, you know, pushed to go to Nashville and see what happened. And I did, and it worked out for me. And I get to make a living down there playing music and travel around and still playing dates. And I'm very excited about that. And that song, the second song, Only One to Blame, is kind of my story of how I came to pursue the music business in a serious way.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. Yeah, we're going to play Ain't Got No, and then we're going to play Only One to Blame. So we kind of got a little bit of backstory on both of them, so I'm very excited about that, so you know the story behind it. And it's so funny, in the chat room, Alan says...
Let you know that the word ain't is now in Webster's Dictionary, so you should get your money back.
Oh, wow. I'm going to call her up and ask for a refund now. I could use that $500 she got for me in quarters now.
I know. It's in the Webster Dictionary now, so you know what? That is hilarious. I was just going to say that, but Alan hopped on before I could say it. That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Oh.
I had to mention. That's so cool. But, yeah, let's do it. Let's play Ain't Got No, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do
it. Okay, thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Here we go. Ain't Got No by Jared Collins. Be right back.
The old ball and chain can sure get you down. Wonder if it's gonna float when you know it's gonna drown. One minute you want the country, the next move we went to town. I tell you, it's like the stock market, it only goes up and down. I'm a middleman myself, all I want is peace. I don't need your woman hanging around my street. I ain't got no rings, no strings, no ties that bind. With no big jaw woman, I put her in my mind. Well, I can see it clearly, now everything's fine since I left the bee behind.
Jerry Collins, and we're back with him right now. So where can we go to purchase all of your music, this song along with Only One to Blame and all of your other stuff?
Well, actually, you can just kind of listen to that for free on my Facebook. For right now, I have not tried to sell anything. Like I said, we're in the process of wrapping up an original CD that has got that song with some modifications on it. And that will be for sale, I foresee, probably here in at least a month at the longest, maybe hopefully only 2 weeks, because we're still trying to wrap up two or three other songs. There'll be 10 songs on there that you can purchase pretty soon.
Awesome.
And this brought up another point while I meant to say this. I had wrote this, all the songs on this acoustic album that I had wrote, it was kind of like an old rock and roll thing. It was a concept album is what you would say, I guess, or a collection. It's not an album, but a collection of songs. And it was called the Letter B Acoustic CD. And all the songs that were on that particular collection had to deal with the letter B. And for that song, it was for censoring. And the next song is kind of was a plan B. I think everything in my life at that time was going to plan B. Which a lot of times is what happens. I think we set out with a plan and we end up doing something else. And so that's kind of the concept of that, of the whole little CD there at the time.
Awesome, awesome. So that's going to be out pretty soon for purchase and all that fun stuff so we could all enjoy it.
Yes, it is. And you can contact me there on my webpage on Facebook, and I can send some stuff directly, and I have done that for lots of people just by sending me their mailing address and stuff like that. I also have a 10-song cover CD that we recorded live in studio with my band down there, Eugene Moles, and like I said, The Plays of the Great. I think we've got two or three Johnny Cash songs on there, Big River, Give My Love to Rose. We also got a couple of Hag cuts on there, a couple of Roger Miller cuts, which is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. I love singer-songwriters. So that's also a very interesting CD, and it allows people to see what we're doing down there on the Broadway scene. So I'm real excited about that little CD, too, and that it is a live CD. The fact that we went in and recorded it at the same time in the same room, the way it used to be done, which is it's not done that way anymore. with the click track and all. So that was a great experience for me to go in there with those players and get a feel for that.
Oh, I can imagine that was something. I can imagine that was a really amazing experience for you. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, very much so.
That's awesome. So, so cool. Yeah, and also I know your new fans, new listeners are probably wondering where we can go to find more about you, you know, like some websites or social networking sites. Where are the best places to reach you and chat with you?
The best place is just to become my fan on my Facebook there. You can just search for Jared Collins, and if you have trouble, you can put Tennessee behind that, and usually I'm the first one to come up. And you know, you can send me a friend request. I don't have the like page. I hadn't got into that. Some people say I need to, but I like the friend page because it is more personable, and you can message me there if you become my friend. And that's what I like to think of my fans are as friends, because they come down and, you know, there's people over the course of 2 years that come down there to find me, and they're my friends, and we stay in touch, and they let me know when they are coming into town. And so that's the best way to communicate with me, also by email. My email is up there on that page, and you can reach me by email, find out what's going on.
Awesome. So there are many places to keep in touch with you and befriend you. So it's very easy.
Yes, befriend me. And like I said, too, I think all the information, contact information, is under a lot of those videos on YouTube, too. So. The Facebook is the way I go. I hadn't got into the tweeting much yet. I hadn't figured that one out.
that one will take a little extra work. No, that one's not bad at all. One of these days you should definitely try it. You never know. You might like it. But Facebook's good. Facebook's good. I love Facebook because you could pretty much reach everybody. It's easy, and just I think it's amazing with all of those Facebook groups and stuff that you can join to meet new independent artists and artists from around the world. It's awesome. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And one quick thing you were mentioning, too, about the CD. It will be on Amazon and iTunes in another month. I'm going to get with CD Baby. And so the music will be much more easier to find and purchase here in another couple of weeks to a month when we release the new original CD.
Perfect. Perfect. So until then, we could pretty much just find you on YouTube, though, and all that until you put your CD out for purchase on CD Baby, which I love, and all that fun stuff. But for now,
yes,
you can just put it. Awesome.
And
awesome.
If, and if you befriend me, on Facebook there, you can also, I have stuff posted up and down there that, you know, if you check it out, some more rough demos of my songs and stuff like that. So
cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. love it. And another thing that I wanted to mention, I heard that you do some weekly shows. Is that true?
Yes, we play every Thursday night from 10 to close at Layla's right there on Broadway. It's between 4th and 5th Street there. And I play with, like I said, Eugene Moles and Ronnie Lutrick and Johnny Hyland. Eugene and Johnny swap out. I know a bunch of your listeners probably know who Johnny Hyland is, and I really like that guitar-driven country, and so we have a blast down there. Also do some acoustic shows down there, 3 to 6 at Whiskey Bent on Thursdays with Mark Dooley, one of my good picking friends. Also play at Crossroads on Monday night from time to time with a great guitar player named Mr. Rick Wright, who's been with Connie Smith for, I think, the last 15 years.
Wow.
And so we have a good many things going on Broadway, and I know that's hard for you to remember, but like I say again, if you just find me on Facebook there, it is always updated with the booking information and where we're going to be up and down the street and maybe in your state or another state, because we do travel as well.
Awesome. So cool. Yeah, so just, we really want to push that Facebook page because that's where you can find all of his, shows and all that other exciting stuff. You know, you can find out when his music comes out and all that cool stuff. So please make sure you go to his Facebook page, and we'll post it as well, your link after the show. So people, it's just going to be a click away, and you can see his Facebook page will make a very simple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very easy.
In fact,
very
the link is very simple. It's just facebook.com/JaredCollinsMusic. That's spelled J-A-R-E-D, Jared Collins
nice.
Music, and it'll take you right to my page.
Okay, well, there you go. Perfect. So you can go there. We'll post it just in case, but definitely go there. Make sure you add him as a friend. And we have your last song of the night that we have here with us, Only One to Blame. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, what it was about, so I am ready to play it, if you don't mind.
Oh, that would be awesome, and I very much appreciate y'all having me and playing my songs and hopefully some new listeners and making some new friends. I just very much appreciate the opportunity, Joseph.
Oh, my pleasure. I am very excited that I got to do this, and get to promote all of your stuff. I think that is incredible. And thank you so much for sending your music to us so we can play them for all these fantastic listeners.
Yes, and hopefully when we get the new project completed here in another 2 or 3 weeks, maybe in the fall or sometime, we can come back on and let the people hear that full production stuff and see what they think about that.
Sounds great. I was just going to say that your new music is totally going to be an excuse to get you back on. So let's do it.
All right.
Perfect. So let's play Only One to Blame, and we'll be right back with him. We have some more fun questions for him, so we will be right back with Jared Collins. Check it out.
Left my home so many times, doing this and killing time, never thinking about just what I wanted to be. Well, my daddy used to ask me when I was young, he'd say, son, you know just what you want to become. I say, daddy, I want to be a list of things. So I prayed to God and he gave me talent. Trouble with that is it's hard to balance. So I done just what I was told to do. I went to church and school and played ball too. Had everything to win and a lot to lose. He said, son, your road's paved, you're gonna be there. A lot of heat going against the grain. They ate a lot of crow just the same. Cause when it's all said and done, there won't be any doubt. Cause this is what my life's all about. And if something goes wrong along the way, this time I'll be the only one to blame. Just caught up in the machine. You gotta break the bonds that the world holds you to and find out what you were meant to do. It might take some time, you might lose some things, but all that's part of the greater game. Yeah, you know plan B don't look so bad. Hey, chances I missed things I could have had. I took a lot of heat going against the grain. They ate a lot of crow just the same. And when it's all said and done, there won't be any doubt. Cause this is what my life's all about. And if something goes wrong along the way, this time I'll be the only one to blame. Something goes wrong along the way, this time I'll be the only one to blame.
And that was Only One to Blame by Jared Collins. And before we get to the fun questions, we only have a few of them, but I want to bring on a caller. We finally got our phones phone lines back up. So let's put on this caller here. I believe this is Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country. Don, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Jared. I just wanted
to
tell you thanks for coming on and doing the show. I got to see, if anybody goes to Nashville and gets a chance to see Jared sing, I would really suggest that you go do it because he does an awesome job. And we really enjoyed it. I took my brother Terry, and we really enjoyed your singing when we were down there.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really enjoyed you guys, too. Yeah, that was a fun night. I just happened to go over to the Palace to see some friends of mine. I think Rob Skaggs and Larry Hamilton were playing that night, and they got me up and got to meet you out of that process. So that was a very, very good night. You never know who you're going to meet down here.
That's correct. And, hey, I really appreciate you. All of the people that sing in Nashville, like Mike Seiler and Brad Howard and everybody that's doing the live music, that's what we miss out on in lots of places like in Illinois is the live music. And when you get, I think sometimes when you have the live music, you don't realize what you have, you know, until you don't have it anymore. And then you think, man, I wish we could have had something like that. So when I go to Nashville and I see all the live stuff, you know, I just wish we had that stuff here like you guys have in Nashville. And everybody that gets a chance should go see the people like Diane Barry and you and Mike Seiler and even Tim Culpepper and all of those guys because that's just good music. I mean, you don't have to be famous to be a good singer. There's lots of good singers that nobody's even ever heard their name before. So I thought you were very good. I really appreciate you coming on the show. And Josie, I got one thing to tell you. Next week, I'm going to be down in southern Illinois because we're having that show on Saturday, and I think that I'm going to make you a call. I'm going to call you for your anniversary because that's an awesome thing, and I think I'll probably have you talk to Wesley Dennis and maybe Brad Howard and maybe Rudy, okay? So we want to just tell you, you know, congratulations for the 200th show. So, you know, it's the youth of America that's going to keep it going, and you and Jared are doing a great job, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You're an awesome fan and support. Thank you so much.
And you got to watch out for Josie on these trick questions, Jared. I'm telling you right now, okay?
she's going to dig me a hole.
She's sneaky. You got to watch her, okay? Those Chicago girls are sneaky, okay?
Right.
Hey, I'm gonna let you guys go and enjoy the rest of the show. and I appreciate you, Tina and Josie, and you too, Jared. You take care.
All right, Don. Thank you. You too, brother.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Don. Thank you so much for calling in. It was Don Caldwell calling in. Awesome. He's awesome. He's such a great fan and support out there for independent artists and for my show as well. So thank you so much there, Don, for calling in. Love it. That was awesome that we were able to put on the call. So now, last question here for you. We're going to have a fun question, but what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do for fun?
Well, Nashville, there's not much to do besides music. But other than maybe go to the movies every once in a while. I didn't go to the movies for years, and I got up here. I'm from a little farming community. I grew up on a tobacco farm, so there wasn't a lot of entertainment down there. But the 3D movies are pretty cool. I've checked a few of those out, and still when I get the chance, when I have a break, 3 or 4 days there, I will take off back down to Georgia, which is about a 6-hour drive, and hit the old ponds, and I try to make it down there for dove season and deer season, still once a year, and because I really enjoy the outdoors, and that's probably my main entertainment is outdoor sports, things like
very,
that.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we knew you had to have some, you know, things that you like to do on your fun time because you have to have some downtime. You know what I mean? You got to have that. Keep a good balance.
Yes, you do, especially down here because it is a grind. Sometimes I'll sing even 8 hours a day on a double, like in fact yesterday. But, you know, you want to work, and sometimes when you get where you're working, you feel like if you don't rest, if you're resting, you're not doing something right. But at the same time, if you don't put in that leisure time and that break, you can become run down, and even your mind become bogged down, you know, where you're just not at your best. So I have found that taking that time for yourself is necessary over the last 2 years.
Exactly. I agree. And I thank you so much for taking your time out of your day for coming on the show. I had so much fun chatting with you. You were awesome.
Well, it is mutual, Josie, and I've very enjoyed meeting you and you having me on and all the opportunity, and I just can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you so much, and we're definitely going to have you back on when you have your new music out, for sure.
Oh, well, that would be great. I would appreciate that.
Yeah, anything we could do to help promote. So thank you so, so much, and we'll chat with you soon. Jared Collins, everyone. Thank you so, so much, Jared.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Yes. So now, our next guest here, everyone, please welcome Charlie Beckham to the show. Yeah. Hello.
Hello,
Charlie.
Josie. Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I had first called you on the landline, and it messed up, so now I'm on my cell phone. I hope it works.
I'm
sitting real still. I'm being real still.
Really
I'm not
good.
Moving any. Okay.
Well, there you go. Wow. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show, and you sound great, so don't worry.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got the chance. Don Caldwell has been playing a lot of my music on Keeping It Country on Facebook, and I got a message from him that said, would you please call me at this number when you have time? So I turned around and I called him, and I said, what does he want, you know? And he said, would you be interested in going on the Joseph Show? And I said, what is the Joseph Show? He said, well, okay, I got a couple minutes, I'll tell you. So he told me all about it, and I told him I would be real happy to do it. So that's how all that took place.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, Don Caldwell is absolutely an awesome fan and supporter of the show and so many independent artists. So, yeah, thank you. I'm so glad for him passing all you wonderful, wonderful artists my direction. And I'm
well,
so glad that
yes.
you're on. Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on. I tell you, I had pretty much retired from performing, and I've got a little work studio here in my home, and I do recordings for people, like them put their voices on tracks and stuff for what they call road albums, and do some demos and stuff like that, and that's basically what I've been doing. But, man, with all this stuff that's been going on in the last few weeks, I may have to get started up again, buy a bus or something.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah, you've done so many amazing things and so many great experiences, and we definitely love your songs, which we're going to play in just a moment here. But when did you start all this? That's what I'm wondering. When did you start all, you know, making music?
Oh, it's been a long time ago, and I think I have the right as a guy, as a woman does, not to tell my age.
No worries.
I've been around for a while, but anyway,
right.
I started out in Columbia, South Carolina, and I played in places around here, and then I worked the military circuit on the up and down the eastern seaboard for a long time with a band, and I played, matter of fact, Jared was talking about Lyons, Georgia, where he's from, and I have played there. I played there several times, and as a matter of fact, one time when I played there was the first time that I ever heard the song "He Stopped Loving Her Today," and I just had to pull off the road. I couldn't drive. That song just knocked me out, and I remember it was in Lyons, Georgia when I heard that. And so he talks about playing down on Broadway, and I did that too many years ago. That's a lot of fun. You down there, you play for tips, but it's actually for fun. You know, you get some great musician comes in and sits in with you, and you get to have a lot of fun down there. And but anyway, getting back to what all I done, I done that, and then I went out to Houston, Texas, and I worked in a club out there. And I rotated nights with Gene Watson.
Oh, cool.
And
wow.
And nobody much in this area outside of Texas has ever heard of him. And I always thought, man, if that guy gets the right song and gets with the right people, he's going to be big one day. And sure enough, about 3 years later, there he was. And and I
yeah.
think Jimmy Harris, I think, was on your program a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I know
yes.
you got to remember Jimmy. Nobody can forget Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I
can't
think Jimmy worked
Jimmy.
At,
love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jimmy worked at the in that same club after I did, I think. It was called the Hidden Valley Country Club on the Dallas Freeway. But I worked there for a while, and then I come back to Columbia, South Carolina, and I done some records here, and you know, I had a little chart activity here, but later I moved to Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and I ran a record company and a publishing company there, plus perform too. And while I was there, I met a guy named Ray Ruff, who was a producer out of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and he later became my producer. And that song, and the song Nobody's Darling that you'll be playing is his wife and me done that song together. But I got the chance to record it the way that I wanted to hear it, the way that nobody else had ever recorded that old song. And so we had... That was back when they had one song, the hit side on one side, and then a B-side, which they quit doing that because what happened with our song is they flipped it over on the Nobody's Darling side, and it went into the charts. And the hit side didn't do anything. And so, but I got the chance to cut that song with the instrumentation that I always wanted, and I had a steel guitar player by the name of Russ Hicks and a guitar player by the name of Cliff Parker. And most of the sessions that I've done in Nashville, I used Buddy Emmons. And most of the classic country people listening know who Buddy Emmons is. I used him. I used Fred Newell on guitar, Paul Yandell. And if I couldn't get Buddy Emmons, I used Jim Vest or Russ Hicks. And we cut some real good... with real good records there, and I got a chance to get in the studio and produce people and you know, use my ideas that I had in my head, and it worked out well, and I was there for a good while, and then I came back to Columbia because mm-hmm. my mom and dad were getting on up in age, and I had a heart attack. So I said, to stay in Nashville, you got to stay awake all the time. You don't have time to sleep. So I came back to take care of all of that, and I've just been doing things around here. And I've got this little thing that I do on Wednesday night at a VFW club here. And all my friends get together and we do karaoke, and I mean we got some good singers that come, you know, friends that come in there, and I've been doing that and been working in the studio, and just doing things like that and having a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, that, you know what, it's awesome that you do, you know, what you love to do, but also you have to have fun at the same time, or else, you know, it's just not going to work, you know, and you've pretty much done it all. I mean, you've tried it all. You've done all of, you know, everything, you know, in the music, and I think you are doing amazing, and I think your songs are just incredible, and I really am excited to play Nobody's Darling, like you mentioned. You told us a little tidbit about it earlier, so I want to play that now. I'm excited.
Okay, we do that, and then I'll tell you a little, when you get ready to do the other one, I'll tell you a little bit about it, too. It's got a story behind it also.
Yes, please. We love it. We love it, because then the story, then you know exactly what you're coming from with the song, so I like that. Let's do it.
That's right.
Perfect. But first, let's play Nobody's Darling, and we will be right back with Charlie Beckham. Here we go. Was Nobody's Darling, and we are back right now with Charlie Beckham. Before we get to your next song and story about it, I was wondering where, you know, all of your new fans and supporters can go to purchase all of your music. Where can we go?
Well, I'm in the process now of working that out on Reverb Nation, and I think you can get there through Facebook or just type in Reverb Nation. I've got about 4 songs, I think, now that can be purchased, and I'm working on some more, and I'm going to be working on getting them on iTunes and some other places. I just haven't done that yet. All of this has just hit me right in the face, you know. I'm saying,
yeah, right.
Okay, I'll do it, yes.
There's so many different places.
Don asked me to do that song. A lot of the people are loving that song, and I'm glad, because it's just a song that I heard it that way, and I wanted to do it that way. But I didn't want to do the singing. Carlette, the girl that sang it, she wanted me to sing it with her, and I didn't want to. I said, no, I'm producing this session on you, not me. but she kept on until I agreed to do it. And it, I thought it turned out real good for us. It's classic country all the way. And so I love the song, and a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it, too. It's like, I mean, it sounds so great with as a duet. I mean, I can't imagine it not as a duet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that song's been done 100 ways, I think. But you had the Kate sisters. They played they done the fiddle work on it. And mm-hmm. also, so they done a little oohs and ahs in the background, you know. And I used to use them on my sessions. I used them exclusively because they done vocal background and played the fiddles or violins, whichever one you wanted. And they just worked out great. And the whole song worked out good. Russ Hicks, the steel guitar player, was saying, "Are you sure you want me to do these pulls on the steel guitar all the way through this song?" I said, "Yeah, all the way through it." So he said, "Okay, you the producer, you the man. I'll do what you want." And I just loved the way it. I loved it.
Yes, it turned out amazing, amazing. I love it. I think it's amazing. And everyone, please, please check out Nobody's Darling. It's probably on Reverb Nation. So just check that out there and get it. And so now, your next song that we have, "Think I'll Go Home," we're about to play it. Can you tell us a little bit more about this song?
Well, I started writing that song, and I got the idea, and I wrote down a few lines, and I just sat on it for, I guess, several years. And then I had some things going on in my life, as musicians do. And mm-hmm. one day I said, I need to finish this song. And so I sat down and finished it up in no time. And when Ray Ruff, my producer, was listening to songs, time he heard that, he said, "I want to do that one." I said, "Okay." And when we went in the studio, we were in Dallas, Texas, and he was down there working on some kind of deal with Love Studios. But anyway, we decided to record it while we were down there. And his idea about how it should go was a little different from mine. My idea was pretty much straight ahead 4/4 country, like the Ray Price stuff and all. But he heard something else. And we actually kicked that song off with a cello.
Ooh.
The instrument just kicks it off as a cello. And, and I couldn't believe that. But Ray had some good ideas. And bless his heart, he passed away in 2006. And but he was a great guy, and he was real good to me. That's the story about "Think I'll Go Home."
I like it. And I like that you tried something new with the cello, and it turned out great. I think that is awesome. You got to try things new. You never know how it will turn out. Yes, and
that's
it turned
right out
amazing. So let's play it. "Think I'll Go Home."
Okay.
Let's do it. Hit it.
Go.
Yesterday was sweeter than the flower that's withered now like love slipped away. You're with someone else, and I'm here going crazy, and I can't find my way back to your love again. Think I'll go home and love your memory. There's a cold someone new. I can't hold them in my arms and feel the fire that burns inside each time I think of you. You were always there when I needed loving. All
a friend. And just like that, my whole world has crumbled, and I can't find the strength to let it in. Think I'll go home and love your memory. There's a cold and empty feeling with someone new. I can't hold them in my arms and feel the fire that burns inside each time I think of you. Think I'll go home and love your memory. There's a cold and empty feeling with someone new. Think I'll go home and love your memory.
Love it. And that was Think I'll Go Home. And I love that song, and I think you are incredible. So thank you so, so much for sending those songs to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, Al, thank you so, so much. And I want to, I was wondering, you know, I know your new fans, new supporters are going to be wondering where they can find you on social networking sites or websites. You know, so what is the best place where we can find you and chat with you?
Not the only place that I'm at right now is on Facebook, and just type in Charlie Beckham, B-E-C-K-H-A-M. It's like a Beck and a ham. Type that in, and there I'll be. I'll just pop right up.
Awesome, awesome. Easy. So everyone, please make sure you do that. And after the show, we usually put the guests links all over our pages, so we'll make sure that we put yours on there. So we do all that, and you can just click away. So I was also wondering if you are currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about. Any new music? Any writing? What do you think you're gonna get into next?
Well, I done a tribute album to Merle Haggard, and I done a lot of his old songs, and when I sang them, I sang in a relaxed position, and with my voice relaxed. And I'm usually flat out, wide open, and downhill when I sing. I got a powerful voice that came from 4 and 5 hours a night, 4 or 5 nights a week in clubs. But this time, I just kind of just laid back and just let it flow out, because that's what Merle did. And
right.
And I done some of his old songs, and I was really happy with it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but I got it. I'll probably post some of them anyway on Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all I got in the works right now. But, like I said, for the last few weeks, all of this excitement on Facebook has got me wondering if I'm going to have to come out of retirement or something.
Yes. We would love that, because we love your music, and, you know, new music from you would be like Christmas. That would be amazing. Amazing. Whatever you could handle. But we would love that.
Yeah, but I've got a lot of stuff I'm thinking about, but that's the only thing concrete that I've got right now is that Merle Haggard tribute.
Awesome. Love it. I like I said, I mean, you do so many, plenty of things in the music business. I mean, you've tried everything and have done it successfully and done amazing things.
Yeah.
But can you share with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've done it twice. and
it's not good when it's just one time.
Sometimes I didn't want to do it anymore. Right.
That is hilarious.
What was your question, honey? I'm sorry I stepped on you.
Oh, no worries. I was just wondering if, you know, you have the best career memory so far. What's been kind of a highlight for you?
Oh, gosh. I've got to work with some of the... I've got to work with some of the artists that I love and got to work shows with them, and it's too many to mention right now, and I'd probably mess it up if I tried, but I've got to do that. It's just working with the greatest musicians in the world and being in the studio and being able to tell the greatest steel guitar player in the world what I wanted him to play on this particular song. That's kind of funny. But, you know, but most of the time, I just say, just like when I use Buddy Emmons on my sessions, I'd say, Buddy, do whatever, you know, because
yeah.
I knew he was going to do it great, whatever he done. And so next time we get a chance to do this show with you, I've got some stuff that he done on my session. We'll play some of that. It's real good. I've just got a lot of stuff that I've done over the years. And these two, Don Caldwell wanted me to do these today, so that's why I chose these two to do.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you did, because these two are amazing, and they represent you. I mean, they represent your voice and how what you can do, and, you know, I mean, nothing better than that. Thank you so much for sending them.
Yeah, well, thank you. I just love music. It's like somebody said one time, you know, you get paid a lot of times for what you'd be doing for free.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I'd be doing it for nothing, and it's nice to get paid for it sometimes.
Exactly.
And it's been nice being on the program with you too. This is something I haven't done an interview in a long time.
Oh, well, I hope it was fine. I hope we didn't scare you off.
Nah.
You're good.
Anytime you want to talk about the music business, I can probably sit there and talk to you about it for a while. Any questions, just, you know.
That's awesome. That sounds great. Yeah, we're definitely going to have you, you know, back on, because, I mean, we just got to a little bit of what you did. I mean, you've done a lot of really cool things, and I know there's a lot more questions that we can ask you. And but, yeah, that's awesome, and we love having you on, and we definitely need to have you come back on anytime you're available.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
Awesome. Sounds good to me, too. Thank you so much for coming on. Charlie Beckham, everyone. You're
Thank
incredible.
You, Josie. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Aw, that's awesome. We love talking with Charlie Beckham, and we love chatting with my first guest that was on, Jared Collins. We had so much fun with them. And now, without further ado, we have our next guest, everyone. Please welcome Carl Vaughn to the show. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing reasonably well. How are you tonight, Josie?
Oh, great. I'm doing amazing. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yes. We got some songs of yours that we're going to play, some fun questions, you know, to get to know you a little bit better. So, I mean, let's just do it. It's awesome.
Okay.
Perfect. I mean, so, you know, just kind of to rewind a little bit, what age did you start making music? I mean, when did this all start for you? Was it as a child, or, you know, when did all this start?
I actually started when I was 4 years old. I was singing on a radio program in Cleburne, Texas. And I've been doing it ever since. Yeah, I've tried to quit several times, and it won't let me do that.
Wow.
So I've been in the music business, 66 years now, and I'm really not that old, but I started when
nope.
I was four.
That's so cool. That is so cool. I mean, you got the bug right off the bat. I mean, you really started young. Do you remember at all when you were 4 years old, you know, getting on stage? I mean, were you nervous? I mean, were you, what happened?
No, I remember like 5 and 6. Matter of fact, I was just talking to one of my sons, and I remember waking up in the backseat. My dad had a 1947 Pontiac, and he was a steel guitar player, and I have woke several times in the backseat of that car, not knowing where I was, but I'd listen for the music and go find them where they were. They would be like in churches or schoolhouses or something out in the country. And it was quite a way to grow up. I was singing 3 and 4 and 5 nights a week back then.
Wow, really? That's
incredible. I really was.
Wow. Most kids are, you know, playing on the playground or something. I mean, you're singing in front of people. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But I enjoy music. I love it. When I got out of college, it just wouldn't leave me alone. And Nashville came, found me and dragged me up there. And I spent over 20 years working up there. And it just, every time I think about retiring, or it doesn't happen. Things start kicking off again and people calling. And so, I'll probably die with a guitar in my hand, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You love it that much. I mean, you're very dedicated. That's awesome.
I really do, you know. I really do. I love it. And I've got to go a lot of different places. I've got to see things I'd never gotten to see if I'd have kept on with my college, you know, after I got out of college. So, it's a great life. If you make a business out of it, it's not real good if you party all the time. It'll kill you.
Right. Oh, yeah. You got to do what you love, but, you know, do it in the right way.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So
yes,
I had a great
yes.
time. This is my 50th year in recording industry. You know,
are
I
you
played
serious?
On a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually started recording in, 1961 or two or something like that. And then I've been recording all this time. And a lot of times I played for other people. A lot of times it was mine.
Wow. That is insane. Well, congratulations. That's amazing. I mean, you've had a lot of great experiences in that time, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes,
that's
I have.
That's amazing. Amazing. And I know, along the way, you've probably got to hear so much great music from, you know, other artists that kind of influence you a little bit. But, you know, who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
I don't know. I'm not really an artist fan as much as I'm a song fan. I love songwriters.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the songwriters, we wouldn't have a music business.
True.
And I have some really great friend songwriters and have been doing it a long time. So I'm really a songwriter. I'm a songwriter freak, I guess you could call me.
I like it. I like it. Respect to those songwriters. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was influenced by a lot of the old artists, you know. I grew up listening. My dad, like I said, was a steel guitar player, and I grew up with a lot of Bob Wills Texas Playboys coming to the house, Ernest or Hank Thompson's guys coming by the house, and people like that, like Crusty Old Boys, all the old original people. And I grew up listening to them and learning to play that type of music. And then, of course, it progressed through the Elvis Presley and a little bit rock and roll era and just – on up to Farron Young and Ray Price and Webb Pierce, and I just really love the music itself, you know.
Yes, all the greats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love what you said in the beginning that you are a songwriter lover. I mean, I think hats off to all songwriters out there that, you know, share that talent with the singers out there, you know, who may not, you know, have the talent to songwrite, but they're sharing their music around the world, you know, through people. So I think that's just amazing that they do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love it. I'll sit there and listen to people that write decent music. I'll sit there and listen to them all night long. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And your music is incredible. We're going to play a couple in just a moment, but tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now.
Okay. You want to go ahead and talk about it now? I didn't. I'm on a cell phone, and I'm over in East Texas, the woods of East Texas, and kind of breaking up here a little bit. My music has progressed. It has flavors of all different type of music. I have some with strings on it. I have, you know, I've done Western swing. I've done Texas swing. I've done standard type stuff. I even worked with an orchestra for a while, a 23-piece orchestra.
Wow.
I've done trio stuff. I do a lot of stuff just myself, just me and a guitar. It's not a question of, to me, it's not a question of all the different type of venues. It's you doing what you love. And if you do what you love, you'll get out of the box that you're in and experiment with different things and find different things to do.
Exactly. Wow, that is so, so cool. And, you know, your music is so great, and you've done different varieties of music, like you mentioned. I mean, you've tried just everything. And I think that is so cool. You got to love it.
I love it. And, you know, to put yourself in a box, you really limit yourself. And I just love music. I grew up listening to the Mills Brothers and some of the old big band stuff, you know, and I sing some of it. I still do some of it on our shows. We do a big variety of stuff, and I love it. I just love music.
Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, one thing that I love, which is a good segue, is your song. So I'm going to play them right now. Your first song that we have is 6 Feet Deep in the Heart of Texas. I'm excited to play that one. Let's just do it.
All right.
Let's just do it.
All right.
All right. Here we go. 6 Feet Deep in the Heart of Texas by Cuddle Bomb. We'll be right back.
An old girlfriend called me today, telling me that she had changed her ways. Well, I tried to be polite, but to save my life, this is all that I could think to say. Will I be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas before I go back to any of my exes? Before I park my truck in front of one of those old addresses, I'll be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas. The other night, accidentally ran into my ex-wife. Now she had indicated that she was now liberated and might be willing to come back into my life. Oh, but I'll be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas before I go back of my exes. Before I park my truck in front of one of those old addresses, I'll be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas. Now I don't mean to seem to be so cold, but I can't cowboy up to that same old rodeo. I'll be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas before I go back to any of my exes. Before I park my truck in front of one of those old addresses, I'll be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas. Well, before I park my truck in front of one of those old addresses, I'll be 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas.
And that was 6 feet deep in the heart of Texas by Carl Vaughn. We're back with him right now. So where can our listeners go to purchase or listen to all of your music?
You can, you can find me about anywhere on the internet. Facebook, MySpace, CD Baby. You can go to honkytonkin.com. Just about, there's probably over 200 different people that's selling my music out there all around the world.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, everyone, please. And we're going to post, links and all that fun stuff after the show of yours, which we do with all of our guests. We're going to do that for sure. But what are your, the best social networking sites that people can chat with you and get to know you a little bit better and stay in touch?
They can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook. And somebody set that up for me a few years ago. And so now I monitor it and go in there and chat with people. I get conversations from all over the world. I have to do translations on them. I have no idea what they're asking me. But you can find me on Facebook. That's probably the easiest place. I had a website, but we closed it down. It's just easier to do the Facebook thing,
Right, right. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I love Facebook. I think it's awesome. You could touch, you know, so many, you know, people from around the world, and it's super easy, you know.
Oh, sure. I found a lot of friends on there I lost track with after I left Nashville.
Right, right. It's just, I think it's just so, so cool. And so, yeah, we'll post that link as well so everyone can keep in touch with you and find you on there.
That'd be great.
And we have another song of yours, the last song of yours tonight, but it's called Will I Do Till the Real Thing Comes Along. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it? Your inspiration.
Yes, we did. We actually did that song on this on a Yours Forever CD, and we needed a filler, and I just love this song. This is actually written by Joan Rory Besson out of Canada, and Prairie Oyster was the one that recorded this first, and we just needed it, and we did it our way, and believe it or not, it's still getting a lot of plays. I get plays on this thing all over the world all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's so, so cool. Yeah, it's such a great song, and I'm excited that you sent this one to us so we could play it for all of our fabulous listeners. I know they're going to love
it. That's great.
Yes. So thank you so much, and we will play it right now. Let's play Carl Vaughn's song, Will I Do Till the Real Thing Comes Along. Here we go. Let's play it.
I don't look the way the one you dream about should look. I know everything about me is all wrong. But while your heart's still free, can't you look past what you see? Will I do till the real thing comes along? You don't dream about me when you go to sleep at night. You've been waiting for the right man for so long. But darling, I don't care if you need me, I'll be there. Will I do till the real thing comes along? Well, I've been tried and I'm true, but I ain't been tried by you. Please let your heart belong to me, just temporarily. Though I know there'll come a day someone might steal your heart away. Will I do till the real thing comes along? Tried by you, please let your heart belong to me, just temporarily. Though I know there'll come a day someone might steal your heart away. Will I do till the real thing comes along? Till the real thing comes along.
And that was Will I Do Till the Real Thing Comes Along by Carl Vaughn, and we're back with him right now. So what I am wondering is if you're working on any new projects that you could share with us. Are you mainly songwriting, performing? What's been going on?
I've slowed down a great deal, Josie. I write. Mm-hmm. I started a new song the other night. I kind of fiddle with it. I get into production. I produce quite a bit of stuff for other people and always have. I enjoy that a great deal. And those two songs there I produced, and the whole album, both of them. And I really get into the production part. I don't play as much as they used to. Like I said, I'm getting up in years, and I slowed down. I kind of pick and choose. I usually only do like family shows. I don't do many bars anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not young enough to fight, so I don't. I don't go out. I don't go out and wrestle with them. I will. I mean, I've done that a big portion of my life, but I do mostly shows, like family type shows and things.
Awesome, awesome. So family friendly. Everyone can just enjoy your music.
Oh yeah. I've been doing this for 66 years, and it's time for me to enjoy what I do. I always enjoy what I do, but I do it more for me now than I do anything, you know.
Right.
Does that sound selfish?
No, it definitely doesn't. I mean, you got to love what you're doing or else it won't work. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to really enjoy it and love it, and you do. You can tell you really enjoy it just by, you know, hearing the way you talk. Yeah.
I love it. I love helping young people. You know, if we don't help the young people, we got nowhere to go. So I love helping young people that are listening. And I don't mean about the type of music that I play. I'm just talking about the music business in general.
Right,
you know,
right.
How to conduct yourself and present yourself.
Yeah. I got to say, you know, I was just going to say that. I think that's so incredible that, you know, you use your talent to help other upcoming artists out there. I mean, not a lot of people do that. I mean, you know, they'll do their stuff and all that, but it's very, you know, just a down-earth kind of cool thing that you do to help, you know, other artists out there trying to become something. You know what I mean? I just think that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I do. And I love to do that. I don't mind doing that, and I'll help them. If they listen, you'd be surprised at the number of young people who don't want to listen. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It really hurts them a great deal. If you get to thinking about walking into some big recording office, some big record company, you get an opportunity to meet the president or producers. You walk in and you tell them how good you are. You know how many times they hear that in a week? How good I am.
Yeah.
There's
really?
A way to present yourself that you get through that door. You know, there is a way.
Exactly.
Anyway,
it's a fun
business, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's taking me places I'd never get to go any other way.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I have to say, I mean, I definitely agree with you because the young people there gotta listen and you know all that stuff because you know what I do is you know I mean these are professionals that have you know done it for a long time and you're kind of just starting. You're like the little horse compared to the, you know the one that
oh, yeah.
you know really knows what they're doing. So you gotta really you know listen to them if you want to have the career that they've had. You know, so you gotta really go into that mind thinking. Before, you know, you do anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got more in the administration part of music about 1972, and those two songs there are on the last two CDs I did. And I did that more or less just to say, hey, this is what I used to do a long time ago. They really became really great successes for us, you know. And
So
I still have fun doing it. And I'm working on a new project right now. Actually, two of them, but I'm working on a project now. I have gone back and gotten masters from every one of the decades from 1960s on up until now. As a matter of fact, I've got two songs that's never been released. They're brand new songs, mm-hmm. a big time songwriter, and I'm not going to put any names out here, but mm-hmm. and I put this CD together, and it's all the stuff. It shows the progressions of the sounds of country music from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, then on out up into 2010s. So it's a neat project. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
That is a really neat project.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And I'm having a good time with it. And I have disc jockeys already that's heard a couple of them that's already hollering for me to get it out where they can hear it and play it. But I just take my time with it. You know, it's not like I'm not going to go broke tomorrow if I don't get it out. I'm going to take my time. Good projects take time. It's not an overnight process.
Exactly. It's true. I mean, the best stuff, you know, takes years to kind of, you know, do to make it, you know, what you really, really want. So, yeah, take your time. Make it perfect.
Yeah, it does it. Yeah, you gotta take your time with them.
Absolutely.
It's a great
absolutely.
Time.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's so, so cool. And before we go here, we're running out of time, but I really want to mention this, kind of a fun question. But you do this, and I think this is so cool. If I understand correctly, that you breed horses, is that right?
I did. I raised quarter horses for over 30 years. And I had a great time. Yeah, our son showed for us, and I was the one that financed it, you know, put him on the ground, and he showed him. He's shown five world champions. And
oh my
it's, it, you know, the Futurity Champions and things. And we've had a great time. He still does it. I turned it over to him. I called him and said, come out here, and I got something to give you. And I gave him horses and all the stuff. I said, now you go back and do it. It's, you know, I'm through. I'm retiring. So, but I did. I raised quarter horses for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. I had to mention that because I thought that was probably the coolest thing ever. Because, you know, when I was maybe 5 to 10 or whatever, I did some horseback riding, and I loved it. I thought it was amazing getting on there, and you just let your mind just go away and just have fun. It's you and the horse. I just loved it so much. And doing that, I think, is the coolest thing ever.
Amazing, isn't it? You lose all thought of time and everything else out there when you're doing that. So
you
do. It was a great deal. Yeah.
Wow.
We had a great
time.
Mm-hmm. Still have a great time.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. And, you know, Carl, I think you are incredible, incredible artist. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your music and your story and your career with us. And I'm very excited that you came on. And please come back anytime. Anytime you have anything to promote.
Well, I appreciate you having me and putting up with all those old folks. I know you've got a lot of young people out there. And you keep in touch. You've got, you know, how to do that. And you've got my phone number and email address tell everybody I said hello, and Lord bless them, and be safe and well out there.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you, and thank you so much. And we'll chat with you very soon, Carl. Thank you so much.
Have a good evening. Mm-hmm.
You too.
Have a good evening. Mm-hmm.
You too. Carl Vaughn, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Love it. Love it. I have such amazing, amazing guests out there. Out here tonight, I should say, out there, all the way over there, through the phone. But thank you all so much for tuning in here with wonderful, wonderful guests, Jared Collins, Charlie Beckham, Carl Vaughn, all of these wonderful people. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in through the chat room or phone lines or wherever you're tuning in, the archives, all that fun stuff. Now, you know, in just a moment here, I'm going to pass the mic along to my producer so she can do some more news for all of you wonderful people. But before we do that, I know I've had a lot of Facebook messages out there about, you know, they have, you know, a radio show, or they have a business that they would like to, you know, and they would like to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. And, you know, I'm giving them the same link. All you have to do, guys, is call 331-442-5833. The number again is 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. So now I am going to pass the mic like a hot potato to my producer.
Love the hot potato. All right, so we have got a special caller on the line that called in to say hello. Yes. Let me go ahead and turn on the mic. We have Jimmy Harris on the line. Let's see if we can get him on. Hello, Jimmy. Are you there?
Yes. Jimmy.
I am right here.
Woo-hoo. Hi.
great show tonight. It's been a lot of fun. I got back in time to listen to almost all of it. And,
thank you so much.
Boy,
wow, that is huge. Thank you.
You did great show. Had great guests. The music was good. I even heard Charlie Beckham telling lies about me. You know.
They are lies.
They weren't lies, they were all true. And it's been fun, you know, to hook up with him again on Facebook. I didn't even know what Facebook was a couple of months ago, except they made a movie about it. You know, I didn't know anything about it, and somebody says, well, you know, you need to get on there, and all of a sudden I'm hooking up with musicians I haven't seen in 30 years, you know, so it's been a lot of fun. But, it was a great show. Especially, I really liked hearing Carl Vaughn. I worked with his son, Tommy, a couple of weeks ago down in Texas. Tommy's an excellent musician, plays bass. And as a matter of fact, he played with Johnny Bush after I did. About 10 years after I did, he worked with Johnny Bush. And so they grow a lot of good musicians in that part of the state. And of course, Carl's a great singer. He's a legend. Everybody in Texas knows him. I mean, he's been, you know, like he says, he's been doing this for 60 years, and he still sounds young, and he's still getting out there and doing it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I think that's so cool. It's so, you know, it's just kind of a tight family, you know, with country artists out there. You know, you all, you know, just, you know, it's like a big family, you know, and I think that's so cool that you, you know, you're connected with some of the people that were on my show, and I think that's so cool how that works.
Well, if you think about it this way, Josie, you know, being a young performer, there are only, you know, look at it like this, there are only so many places to play, and there's a whole bunch of musicians. So if you keep doing it, you're going to wind up playing the same places, and you're going to wind up meeting the same people.
Exactly. So, you're going to make really strong friendships that way. I mean, you both, you know, you have so much in common already. I mean, so it's kind of like, you know, hey, you're performing here. Oh, me too. Well, look at that. You know, it works.
But no, it's a great show tonight. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to take up all your time. I do want to make one little shameless plug, and you've already plugged it once. Everybody in Illinois, in central Illinois, come to the big show in Pena next Saturday, the 17th of August. It's from 4 to 8, and it's Wesley Dennis and Mike Seiler and me and Brad Howard and Rudy Bain, and I don't know who all, but I think we've got so many people on the show, we might just wind up singing 5 or 6 songs apiece, and then 4 hours will be over. You know, I don't know exactly how it'll work.
Right.
I think we got more show than we got time, so everybody's going to hear a lot of music. I know that much.
I love it. We're definitely going to try to make it out there, you know, to check it all out. So I'm excited. Hopefully I'll get to meet all of you.
Oh, that would be great. And I just appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your show. And I'm going to be I'm probably going to be traveling on the night of your 200th show. So since I don't have the internet in my car, I don't have a smartphone. My wife won't let me have one. I'm too clumsy because I'm always dropping my phones and breaking them. You know. But I just wanted to wish you well on your 200th show. That is quite an achievement, and you should be proud.
Oh, thank you so much. And we're going to continue to support you and everything that you do. And I'm so glad that you surprised me. I was not expecting a call from you. I loved that. Thank you so much.
Well,
made
do
my
the
day.
Rest
thank
of your show and have fun. And I'm just glad I could make you smile. And I hope hope you're there next weekend. And if not, I'll talk to you the next time I talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. We're definitely going to try to get up there and to meet all of you. So thank you so much for calling in. Jimmy Harris, everyone, check him out.
Hi, Josie.
On Facebook, yes. That's awesome. Love it. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Awesome. Bye-bye. Love it. He is amazing. And wow, I was really surprised. I was not expecting a call from him. I mean, we've heard his name a couple times already on the show. And I'm like, his ears must be buzzing. I mean, his ears must be buzzing. And that's true. His ears were probably buzzing. He knew we were talking about him. And so he just called in. So you know what? That's what happened. I don't
that's
care
awesome.
What you could say, but that's what happened.
That's awesome.
I thought that was so awesome. So now back to the hot potato toss. Here you go. Here's the
hot
mic.
Hot potato toss back to me.
Catch.
Thank you so much. We love it. Got volume. Okay, so.
Volume's important.
Volume's important.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the story. I've got a few things to say, and then we'll be done. I've got a story. It's always good.
Oh, my gosh. Hi,
Peanut. Boy, everybody and their uncles is here tonight, aren't you?
I like it.
That's awesome.
I like it.
It's like a big party.
What time is it?
What time?
What?
What time is it? Look at
your
watch.
It is. I am looking at my watch. It is 8:33 p.m. I even put emphasis on p.m.
20:33 o'clock.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, she figured out the buttons to make it regular time, so it wasn't military time, because that's just way too confusing.
Yeah, that's way too confusing.
We
I figured
do,
out how to fix that.
We deal with way too many time zones as it is.
Yeah.
We didn't need to have that.
Wow. Thank
tell
you
everybody
so much.
All about your new watch.
You are crazy.
It's too cool.
Or what I like to say, cray cray.
Oh, That's funny. All right, so let's get to this before we get cut off here tonight. So a few things. If you go to josieshow.com, right above the big name at the top of the page, The Josie Show, you're going to see in pink, it says click here to donate to Gage Boecker. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Last name is B-O-E-C-K-E-R Fund. If you click on that, it'll take you to a special link where you can go ahead and make a donation to the fund that was set up for him. He is in the band with Mike Seiler, and he had a heart attack while on stage, and thankfully he is fine and recovering, but tons and tons of medical bills, so if anybody can donate anything, just click there and help out. We appreciate that very much. Next, while you're on the site, if you click on the VIP membership tab, it is going to take you to our VIP page. More towards the top or middle of the page, you're going to see what it is that's included, and you can sign up if you are an artist to become a VIP member. It is just $45 for an entire year, and that basically pays some secretarial costs and such for everything that we do for you. And you get benefits that are incredible, lots and lots of exposure for an entire year. So I know Josie worked really hard to get that price down as low as she possibly could so as many people would take advantage of it as they can. And it's just additional exposure beyond all the other things that we do.
Did you just say Josie works hard?
She does. She does.
I do.
She's got sweat on her brow right now.
But her life is so simple.
Yeah, right.
You must be kidding me. You must be.
She doesn't even have to pick up the phone or answer it anymore. Tell everybody about your new present.
Oh, yes, yes, she will. Let me finish this part, and then we'll get to the phone. So basically, if you scroll all the way down, you will find our VIP number.
You talk a lot.
I know. I'm trying to get this out. Peanut keeps interrupting me. All right. So here's what we have. We've got Tim Garman is a VIP member. He is our very first VIP member, and all of his links will be there. So you can
Am I interrupting you now?
Aren't you always? Oh, Peanut, you're killing me tonight. Then you will see Vince Anthony and his link for his site so you can check out his music and his tours. He plays a lot everywhere, so you'll definitely be able to go ahead and catch him. Larry Massey, his site is there. And, again, everybody is on Facebook, so if you put their name in the search bar, they're great with talking to everybody who listens to their music, so you can go ahead and chat with them there. And Wayne Jacobs is there as well, and Wayne Jacobs' link is there. So anybody else who's interested in signing up, please feel free. We still have a little bit of room so that we can have enough time to make sure that we give everybody great, great promotion. Love to do that. All right, so now just so that
I don't mean
knows.
To interrupt. Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Yes, you do. So then just to go ahead and chat really quick here about next week. Next week, Friday, 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern. Tune in to josieshow.com. We are having our 200th episode, as we mentioned earlier. We're asking former guests of The Josie Show to call in and say hi. And in true Josie fashion, she's always great about promoting everybody else. So she's going to give people that call in an opportunity to give us a quick update in a couple of minutes and let us know what it is you're up to and where people can
I'm calling in next week.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, and Josie's going to have, like, anniversary pudding in her shoes.
Oh, yes. Make it a pretty color since it's, you know, since it's the 200th episode, it's got to be festive. So, and then we're also asking anybody who's a listener that is interested in calling in live next Friday night to say hey to Josie and get a chance to say hello and maybe shout out a couple names of, you know, people they enjoy, feel free to do that. The number for everybody to call in next week is 646-381-4339. Again, it's 646-381-4339. Hey, Peanut, if you're still there, can you tell everybody how they're able to log into the chat room for the first time? I know there's a sign up or there's something, and I've tried several times to make it happen, and it's not working.
Yeah,
so,
To log into the chat room, you got to use a computer.
Okay, well, what else do you need to do? Tell everybody what we need to do so that they can get in there. We're having some people having struggles getting in for the first time. I'm getting some messages here on Facebook, so I just want to make sure everybody knows how to get in.
You just go to the forums, register for an account, and you go to the chat rooms. It's simple. Even a squirrel can do it.
And you go to the chat rooms, and then you're able to get in. Okay, perfect. All right, so I've said the anniversary show. I've told everybody about the VIP information, the donation. I think I'm done, Josie. I'm throwing the hot potato back to you.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
And thank you all so much, everyone, for tuning into the show, the Josie Show. And we will see you guys next
Friday. If you
want to
call Josie, you could call her hand.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Alan actually gave me a watch that you could actually take calls from. And it's a Bluetooth. I mean, it goes with your iPhone, smartphones, all that jazz, all of your, phones.
It's a lazy watch.
And it's awesome, though. It's so, it's so awesome. And I just love it.
Yeah, Josie was walking around yesterday, and her hand was singing.
Yes. Well, I love it because, you could use it when you're, doing something, else. Like if you're driving or something, you could have it on your wrist, and you're not, you don't have a phone up to your up to your ear, so you can't, all that stuff. But still, drive safely.
And if you call Josie's arm and mention Peanut the Squirrel, she'll let you play with nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I think we should stop now the show because it's going in a different direction that I would want to go in. So thank you all so much for tuning in and dealing with our craziness. Alan, he's the craziness, but thank you all so much for tuning into the show. And we'll chat with you guys next Friday. And we'll chat with you soon. Bye-bye. Mwah! Thank you for tuning in to the Josie Show.